Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN, where you're listening to Bob Surratt earlier today at a great conversation with Chicago police officer Martin Preeb, talking about some of the morale issues and some of the things that Chicago police officers are facing these days.
What's going on with your morale and the morale of the folks on the force these days?
Well, I think the morale for police across the country is very low with this defund the police and this very radicalized groups that are, you know, attacking the police on every level. So that's a major problem. I think also the Cook County State's Attorney, Kimberly Fox, you know, I think she's extraordinarily anti-police. I think she's transformed the prosecutor's office into an advocacy almost against the police. So that weighs heavily. You know, police, by a lot of people, are not looked at, you know, as public servants, but as almost public enemies in some ways.
I apologize, officer. I heard the interview and still mispronounced your name. That's Officer Martin Preeb talking to WGN's Bob Surratt. We're sort of celebrating the White Sox division win with memories of, maybe Comiskey Park or the old cell or whatever you want. Tony is on a phone line. Tony, what do you remember?
So thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Love your group. I grew up in Chicago Heights. I live on the far, you know, northern part of the state now. But we would go to Comiskey, and we had a buddy that worked in Golden box seat parking. And we would park there and kind of tailgate in the end of our high school years, probably, you know, late or early 80s. And we would listen to the roar of the crowd when Greg Luzinski, the bull, would hit the ball out of Comiskey Park.
That's fantastic. I'd forgotten, you're right, the golden boxes. Oh, to have a seat in the golden boxes.
No kidding. And they had the parking passes and everything. So, yeah, now we grew up just going to the games and can't, you know, just so happy that's what's happening now. So I just thought I'd share that.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate that. We had a text as well, Kev. You're right. There were haircuts, and I kind of remember that now. There were a couple of chairs out in the outfield. All right, let's switch gears. On the phone line now is Commissioner Kevin Morrison. He's a Democrat from Schaumburg, and he's introduced a resolution or a plan for Cook County to divest, I believe, in companies that have given political contributions to the sponsors of that controversial Texas abortion law. We'll let him explain it. Commissioner, welcome.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for having me here.
You bet. Now, tell me your plan. What do you want to do here?
Well, you know, first, I just want to say I believe the actions taken by Texas are an egregious assault on the constitutionally protected reproductive freedoms of individuals across this country. You know, I think it's important that we show that you do not have to be in Texas to stand up for what's right. And that's why we are looking at every option we have here in Cook County to address this. So right now we are asking for a legal opinion from the state's attorney's office about potential next steps.
And so one of those next steps would be what? I think I was reading the article in the Tribune by Alice Yin. It has to do with the contract with AT&T. AT&T contributed to the sponsors of this bill in Texas. So you want Cook County to get out of its contract with AT&T?
Well, so our resolution actually does not pinpoint to any specific contract the county is currently engaged in. What it does say is that we're asking for a state's attorney's opinion on what potential actions the county could take toward corporations, along with contracts that we're currently engaged in, for companies that helped fund initiatives like the one that is currently in effect in Texas today.
Okay, but the quote in the paper from you is, I view any company that supports taking away the reproductive freedoms that are constitutionally guaranteed to our residents as incredibly offensive. So I know you're asking for the opinion from the state's attorney, but if she says yes, what would you like to see happen?
Yeah, so right now we are just trying to see what's in our toolbox. What would happen if we get an affirmative from the state's attorney's office is I will continue having conversations with all my colleagues on the board and through the president's office to look at these contracts and determine what makes sense and the best path forward. You know, I hope this is a collaborative process because I think it's critical that Cook County uses every tool at its disposal to stand up for reproductive rights. You know, regardless of the state's attorney's opinion, we're considering halting county-funded travel to Texas for county business, as well as not renewing or extending contracts with some of these corporations. I'm also calling on Cook County to commit to expanding reproductive health care.
We're talking to Commissioner Kevin Morrison, a Democrat from Schaumburg, Cook County Commissioner, who wants the Cook County government to take action over what the Texas State Legislature and governor have done. So, Commissioner, and I've talked about this on either side of the aisle, but it's your job to protect Cook County investment, Cook County taxpayers' money. And I understand the anger over the Texas law, but are you putting taxpayers' money here at risk in that you might be getting worse investments if you cancel some of these contracts in order to make a political statement? It seems to me like that would be contrary to your mission, or I should say to your elected job.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that we need to evaluate what our best path forward is. You know, we're currently seeing individuals who are fortunate to have the means travel from Texas to Chicago and the state of Illinois to access care, which is also impacting our residents here at the county. But what I fundamentally believe is our taxpayer dollars should be going to companies that support the values of Cook County residents.
Well, that's the rub then, Commissioner. You know, what if you get a lesser return on other companies than you do on the companies that have endorsed these candidates? That's my question.
Well, I believe in robust competition, and you know, it is my hope that there are other options out there that fall better aligned with our priorities here at the county, but also do not help fund initiatives that are going directly counter to what we're working so hard to achieve.
I know that Commissioner Kevin Morrison is with us, and I know you haven't, in your own move, sort of singled out a company. I brought up AT&T, so just humor me here. AT&T says that it's true that they did contribute to the supporters of this legislation, but they say, look, we also gave money to the staunch opponents of this legislation. Does that sort of wipe out their support, or are they still? Is this still an offense on their behalf?
Well, so this resolution does not target any specific corporations. Right now, we are looking.
I know, Commissioner. I don't mean to keep it. I understand that, but you know what? You know, you understand the question.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they gave to both sides.
What I'm saying is, I hope that you know corporations that you know may fall within the terms of this resolution, stand up and call on the Texas legislature to repeal this unconstitutional policy that is having such a detrimental impact on residents' lives right now. It needs to stop. It is a constitutionally protected freedom, and I think we need to do what's right and stand up for reproductive freedoms for all U.S. residents.
Kevin Morrison is a Cook County Commissioner from Schaumburg, a Democrat, who has introduced. Now, the resolution, you introduced something today before the county board, correct?
Yeah, today it was introduced. It will be coming up before the legislative committee at next month's meeting.
Fantastic. Listen, keep us updated, will you? I'm interested in how this works out.
I definitely will. Steve, thank you so much for having me, and hope all your listeners are doing well today.
Look, I appreciated the conversation, Commissioner. Thank you as well. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, what do you think of this? Should we be standing up for what we believe in by spending one way or another in other states or with companies that are doing political operations in other states? I'm interested in what you think. 312-981-7200. You can text, but chit-chat's always better, so I would prefer the phone calls. We will get to your calls and text after we check in with Lauren Lapka in the WGN newsroom.
WGN.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN, and we're glad you are. Okay, We talked to Cook County Commissioner Kevin Morrison just a few minutes ago, and he wants to look into whether the county can divest, or what they can do, actually, the Cook County government, to withdraw money from companies that have contributed to the sponsors of this Texas abortion law down in Texas. Morrison says they're asking for an opinion from the state's attorney.
What would happen if we get an affirmative from the state's attorney's office is I will continue having conversations with all my colleagues on the board and through the president's office to look at these contracts and determine what makes sense and the best path forward. You know, I hope this is a collaborative process, because I think it's critical that Cook County uses every tool at its disposal to stand up for reproductive rights. You know, regardless of the state's attorney's opinion, we're considering halting county-funded travel to Texas for county business, as well as not renewing or extending contracts with some of these corporations.
So that's Cook County Commissioner Morrison. What do you think? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Let's start with Kathy. Kathy, welcome to WGN.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for calling.
First, I want to say that I am a female Republican, but I'm pro-choice.
Okay.
And I feel that this Cook County Commissioner needs to worry about Cook County, worry about what's going on in, you know, in Cook County, and I'm also a Cook County resident. Don't worry what's going on in Texas. Let Texas deal with Texas.
Well,
we got a lot of issues in Cook County. He needs to worry about Cook County more than Texas.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. What was the township? Was it Orland Park? There was a township board that declared themselves a abortion-free zone or something. And this is the last time we talked about it. And it's kind of this idea of government agencies not doing, going beyond what they're elected to do. I'm interested in you, though, Kathy. So you're a Republican. What do you think?
I am.
What do you think? And you're pro-choice. So what do you think of the Texas abortion law?
I don't. I'm not a fan of it. You know, the way that I look at it is that I cannot put myself in another woman's shoes, so I can't say what they do is right or wrong. And I think a woman needs to be able to choose. We don't know what's going on in their life, so we don't know what's happening. They should be able to choose.
Would this question your, if you were in Texas, would you not vote for a legislator who pushed this legislation forward?
I don't know. I'd have to see what the other what the legislator also thinks, not just for that
other
one
issues.
Issue.
Other issues.
Right.
Okay.
I never vote for 100% of the party. I vote on who I feel is the best candidate.
I'm glad you called, Kathy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was Bye-bye. Homer Glen Township that we talked about a little bit earlier. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. We'll turn to Martin now. Martin, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first and foremost, go Sox.
we're going to head to the Cork and Kerry in just a couple of minutes.
That's very good. I'll join you there. This is a type of ill-conceived resolution that makes people shake their heads about our elected officials. I don't know if this guy has looked at the contracts yet, or he probably should. I don't have first-hand knowledge, I will tell you, but I would be fairly certain that there's no contractual out for a company, a vendor, a customer, a supplier of Cook County that takes a position that's morally offensive to the Cook County commissioners.
I suppose that's what the answer is looking for in the review. What do you think of law?
I'm not calling in to talk about the law. I'm talking about why the Cook County commissioners would be spending their time when we have such gun violence and issues in the city, just like your prior caller. The other thing is, why are we just picking on the Texas law? Are we going to expand? It's a very slippery slope. Are we going to expand this to any company that donates to the NRA, that opposes Planned Parenthood, that ExxonMobil that supports carbon fuels? I mean, why are we just picking on the Texas law?
Martin,
where does this end?
I appreciate your call. I'm going to squeeze in one more, okay? Thanks for your thoughts.
Go Sox.
Bob, you got the last word on this. Bob, what do you think?
Okay. So I think that this man is posturing, because this is a fool's errand here he's got. With respect to the Texas law, where does somebody from Illinois have the gravitas to say, I want to judge how a representative government in Texas lives?
Can I ask how do you feel about the Texas law?
If Texans want to do that, then fine with them.
Okay, and are you pushing a Fisher Price popcorn machine behind you, or what's going on?
No, I'm up in Door County outside of YMCA, and it's raining.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm glad you took the time to call, Bob. Thanks very much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
We're going to move on. I have to say, I was surprised. All of the calls, we didn't take all of them, and the texts as well, were pretty unanimous in not supporting the commissioner, even though the law is very unpopular. No one stood up for this particular approach. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's go celebrate at the Cork and Carry on the South Side. Here's Mary.